The king of Thailand has died. At 88 years old, Bhumibol Adulyadet was the world's longest-serving monarch. That title now goes to Queen Elizabeth II. The White House today offered its condolences, with President Obama calling the king a tireless champion of the country's development. For more on the king, we're joined by Catherine Bowie, professor of anthropology and past director at the Center for Southeast Asian Studies at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Catherine Bowie, the king took on many projects during his reign. Tell us about some of them.
He was most active in the 1960s and 1970s. And I think to understand the full context of King Bhumibol, one needs to understand how weak the monarchy was when he took the throne. And to understand in the 1950s, he had been living overseas. He was educated in Switzerland. So in the 1950s, he takes the throne and is in a very weak position. In the 1960s and 70s, he begins traveling overseas, visited like 23 countries, and by, I think it was 1963, starts traveling up country with poor people, ethnic minorities. This is something that the Bangkok aristocracy would have not done on their own accord. But the king and other members of the family were traveling to ethnic minority villages. I mean, this was part of the counterinsurgency, anti-communist. This is a period of the Vietnam War. Traveling to the villages, always, just about always with a medical team if somebody was sick, making arrangements for them to receive medical care. Lots of development projects, primarily in agriculture, including something that has been a longstanding role for monarchy, namely rainmaking, and is promoting irrigation. Just a lot of projects in the agricultural sector in particular.
Well, there was a line in the New York Times obituary for the king today that said he didn't care how history would remember him. Quote, if they want to write about me in a good way, they should write how I do things that are useful. And then here he is in a BBC documentary from the 1980s when he was asked what it means for him to be the king of Thailand.
In my position, I am called a king. But my duties, if you have noticed, is not the duty of a king. It's something that is quite different. I do things I think that will be useful.
I do things that I think will be useful. That same word, what did he mean by that?
Well, I think it was, you know, all of these activities that he undertook in the 1960s and 1970s, where he was visiting the rural areas, the poor villagers. I mean, the extent of poverty in those days was very serious, and he paid attention to that. And that's something that villagers of that generation still remember. That early period was very important.
That's Catherine Bowie, a professor of anthropology and past director at the Center for Southeast Asian Studies at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for your interest in Thailand.
Now, there has been criticism of the king, and our two guests so far are restricted in what they can say about that. Jonah Fisher at the BBC because he's in Thailand, and Catherine Bowie because she travels there sometimes, and laws are very restrictive in Thailand about not criticizing the king. Joining us now is international editor for NPR.org, Greg Myrie. And Greg, we should say that you too want to be somewhat careful about what you say because NPR has a reporter in Thailand. But what can you tell us about the issues in the country, the coups, the human rights violations, and how they reflect on the king?
Thais draw this very clear, bright line. They tended to direct problems towards military rulers, politicians, corrupt businessmen. They did not blame the king for when Thailand has issues. They saw him as this great unifying force, and criticism, you couldn't legally criticize him, but genuinely they did seem not to want to criticize him. It just didn't wasn't directed toward him.
And the new king, his son, assumes the throne at a critical juncture when there's a lot of sensitive issues to discuss. What should we expect?
Well, the law is certainly not going to change. There will still be penalties and punishment for criticizing the king. So we can't expect any movement there. But I think we're going to see this critical juncture where we don't know what kind of relationship he'll have with the military rulers, with politicians, with the business elite. He spent a lot of time outside the country, living in Germany. He's been married and divorced three times. Books written outside the country have been very critical of him. So we will have to see, because he could play a very substantial, perhaps more substantial role, and perhaps a different role than his father. And that's what we have to see, and how Thais will accept him or be critical of him.
That's Greg Myrie of NPR. Greg, thanks.
Thank you, Jeremy.